Scripture Nugget. I will now read two scriptures, and then quickly summarize both. 1 Corinthians 14:22 to 23. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not, but prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned, or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? This verse is simply saying that tongues has a negative effect on unbelievers, while prophecy has a positive effect on those who will believe. Usually a sign is a positive thing that helps people believe. Yet, there are also negative signs that are intended to be stumbling blocks to those with hardened hearts. Although God used signs to convince people many times, sign seekers are rebuked in Matthew 12:38 39 saying, Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. Again, this verse is simply saying that tongues has a negative effect on unbelievers, while prophecy has a positive effect on those who will believe. We often think that tongues have to at least sound like a known language. Yet, the Bible says that tongues is a sign for the unknowing. It is not a sign for the knowing. Tongues is men speaking to God for edification of self. For nobody understands you. Now, sometimes some people do understand you when you are speaking a language that they know, or you interpret for yourself when speaking to others. A formidable clue of what you are saying when there is no interpreter present is what did you say before and after the tongue. Tongues is a sign for the unknowing to help them believe the word of God. Part of the sign is your passion. Just like a sign to help people believe the word of God was a star in the east. On the other hand, prophecy is for the knowing. If you believe Noah is a prophet, and he told you that next year at 10 o'clock, on a specific day, there was going to be a tsunami, you would prepare yourself. Otherwise, the only way that you would believe him is if he showed you a bona fide miracle. Otherwise, you would simply say that he was mad. With a miracle, you may or may not believe him. Nevertheless, if you considered him a prophet, then you would prepare yourself. Now if it turned out that the prophet was incorrect, the first time you may shave his head in humiliation. The second time you may kill him. Particularly when others are dying as a result of his error. For example, men were dying when the mason or the prophet was in error with his measurements. People would die when stones rolled back on the workers and killed them. This was a necessary death for doing God's work. At the death of Lazarus, Jesus helped himself believe that he could raise Lazarus from being dead for 4 days. The words that he spoke to himself may not have been of any known language. For the Bible said that he groaned in the spirit. It may have been something like, Oh, my friend is dead. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Or it may have simply been, Oh, my. It may have been more of an emotional response than a response about words. Nevertheless, he edified himself and got the job done. If Jesus needed the help of the Holy Spirit, then what makes you think that you don't, with all or without the words? For one purpose of tongues is to help you pray when you don't know how to pray. For tongues is not for the knowing, but it is for the unknowing. O Shadadumo, O Bosha, help their disbelief, O Lord.